Abel. Tonight I want to read through Abel's part and read from verse 1 down through verse 6 in Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's have a moment of prayer and we'll begin. Gracious Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here this evening. Ask you to help us as we speak your word. Help us all to pay attention. We pray, Lord, that we all might be encouraged and built up in our most holy faith. Give us grace tonight, Lord, as you see good. And bless us in the delivery of the mercy message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, last time we studied about Abel. And this chapter is just full of beautiful people. The Bible Catalog of Faith, 11th chapter of Hebrews. So we read verses 5 and 6, and we want to focus on the next man, Enoch. What do we know about Enoch? Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The word translated and translation found three times, all formed the same word in this fifth verse. It comes from a compound Greek word. It means from, and it means lay or put. And this word, which is a Greek word, is found six times in the New Testament, and it's translated twice as translate. Once as carry over, once as removed, once as change, and once as turn. The Oxford English Dictionary says that the transitive verb translate means to bear or convey or remove from one person, place, or condition to another. To transfer or to transport. That gives us the idea. Enoch was translated, taken away, that he should not die. So we see that it was by faith that Enoch was borne away, conveyed away. And what was the end? It was that he should not see death. Enoch didn't die, but simply just disappeared from the earth. For God took him, as we read in Genesis chapter 5. Enoch believed that God was, and that God would reward him because he was diligently seeking after him. There can be no question about that. The Bible says Enoch pleased God. Enoch was the seventh man from Adam. And in those days, people lived a very long time. In fact, up until just before the flood, most all of them lived over 900 years. Lamech was an exception, but Lamech died in the flood. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So, let's remember that Enoch had some grand contemporaries. Adam was still living when Enoch walked the earth. Adam was kind of an old man, but he lived for a long time. While Enoch was there on the earth. So God just took this man to himself. He wants to keep that in mind. Enoch was one of two human beings who didn't see death. Who was the other? The prophet Elijah. Elijah was what? He was taken up to heaven. How? How did he go up? How'd he go up to heaven?
Whirlwind.
Whirlwind, there we go. Somebody was fixing to say, shh, shh, no. The chariot of fire separated between Elisha and Elijah, and the Bible says Elijah went up in a whirlwind. We read this in June. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Our verse says before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Brothers and sisters, I really wish that I could have such a testimony. I wish that you could have such a testimony. He did those things which pleased God. He had faith in God. He trusted God. It said that Enoch begat Methuselah when he was 65 years of age, then walked with God 300 years. You ever get tired of serving the Lord, going to church, singing songs, praying? This man walked with God 300 years. Enoch had a blessed knowledge of the Lord. He knew a lot of things about what was going to occur. And we know that. Enoch is mentioned in the New Testament three times. First in Luke's genealogy of our Lord Jesus. Then in our text for this evening. And finally the third time in the book of Jude. In Jude verses 14 and 15 we read this. And Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, talking about these reprobates, wicked men, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." I don't think any of us can be sure of all that God demanded of the men who we call the patriarchs, the men who lived between Adam and Noah. But we do know that this man, like the patriarch Job, knew something of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he prophesied that Christ would come in judgment of the wicked. Now that's amazing to me, that this man walked the earth so many years ago. I do not know how God revealed these things to him, but I can kind of guess that if he walked with God, that there was some communication and the Lord extended things to him and let him know these things. I don't think Enoch got tired. Two men are said to have walked with God. Enoch was one. Who was the other? You Bible scholars, give me an answer. Who's the other man? We'll talk about him next time. His name was Noah. Noah walked with God, the Bible says. He pleased God, and it says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That is, people say, is there a God? What do we call him? We call him God. Does he exist? Every man knows, whether he admits it or not. And only the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. We know because the creation cries out, God is. The sun, moon, and stars. The springtime. The birds returning from the far reaches of the world. Someone put a note the other day, said the swallows are back. Amazing, isn't it, that those little critters come in just about the same time every year and they look around and they find this little hole where they were, must have been born and raised, and there they raise a family. The trumpeter swan came into our little puddle down there and stopped a while, and the sandhill cranes. Yeah, we were sitting there the night before last or morning, I don't remember, and man, as soon as said, ah! It was those cranes taking off. Every year they come. Soon the king salmon will be here, followed by the reds, then the silvers and the pinks and the dogs, and now followed by the hard-headed fishermen looking for them. Wow, it happens every year. And so the sun moves in its course and its place right on time. Why is that? Because God controls all of these things. So if we come to God, we must believe that God is and that he rewards them who diligently seek him. And he most certainly will. We know that the Lord is just and that he will bless his children. And he most certainly blessed this man. I think it was the character of Enoch, that he was not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Is that you tonight? I think that was his character. Now I'd like to discover some things about Enoch's life from Genesis chapter 5. If you'll turn back there with me, beginning with verse 18 and 19. Verse 18. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. So we find out that Jared was the father of Enoch. We also find out that Jared was the second oldest man who ever lived. Now in verses 21 through 24, we read something about Enoch. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now it tells us that at 65 years old, Enoch had a son. You think about that, brother. You're 65, aren't you, Brother Clark?
Next month.
Okay. You're just getting to the time to start having children. It was different then, was it not? These men lived a long, long time. The earth conditions were different. Do you know how they were different? Well, I'll tell you what I believe, and I think the scripture bears it out. I'll just take just a minute. There was a canopy of water around the whole earth. And whatever contamination there would have been from the outer atmosphere could not come through that. The whole earth was like a terrarium. At this point in time, the earth was one landmass. The seas had been brought together into one place, and the dry land appeared. So men could walk from one end of the continent of the earth to the other without crossing the sea. This was the character of the time in which they lived. Things must have grew rapidly, like a tropical paradise, almost, so to speak. So it was a totally different world. You say, preacher, where do you get this from? I get it from the scriptures. I didn't learn this in books. As I read the scriptures, it became very apparent to me that this is the way it was. One of the things that struck me a bit later on, as we'll see next time, When the flood of Noah came, it is often called a deluge. It's like a giant dart that comes down upon the earth because the windows of heaven were open and all that water poured out upon the earth. But when Enoch lived, it was quite a different time. So in modern terms, Enoch would be eligible for Social Security, wouldn't he? So, names they tell a story. Bible names especially, these tell a story. The name Enoch comes from the Hebrew word chonak. which means dedicate or train up. I thought this was most interesting. This is the way the Hebrew word is translated. Dedicated and train up. It makes me wonder, did Jared dedicate this boy and train him up? I think he probably did. We know not a thing about that, but we do know the root of his name means this very thing. And the name was always associated with something that happened in their life. Enoch's father, Jared, certainly saw the life of Enoch after he raised him up and saw the fruits of his raising, as all fathers do when their children reach maturity. I often tell fathers, don't be overly concerned about how this little varmint's going to do when he's 7 years old. Let's think about how he's going to be when he's 37 years old. How is he going to act? He must be, if he's going to do the right thing and live like the Father wants him to do, he's got to train him up. And that involves a great deal more than just telling him, son, do this or do that. He must train him to do that just like he'd train his puppy. He dedicates him to the Lord. Lord, I'm raising this child for you. He's not mine anyway. You just gave him to me for a while. And so that is the real truth about it. They're not our kids, they're God's kids. You know, Jared must have rejoiced to see what happened with Enoch. What will you see in your sons? What did I see in my son? That's a good question. Now, the name Methuselah comes from the Hebrew word. It's a double word. Part of it means man, and the other part means, it's a word that's translated sword, weapon, dart, or put them off. So, some of the men that write about such things said Methuselah was called the man of the dart. Several commentators said that the name means when this man's dead, it shall fall or shall be set. That is the deluge. It's clear from our own study of the scriptures in Bible chronology, using the given dates, ages of the persons that were born, that the flood came 1656 years after Adam was created. That in modern terms is about 2448 BC. Now, Methuselah was born in Enoch's 65th year, which means that at that point, 687 years had passed since the creation of Adam. So Adam lived, almost 250 more years while Enoch was still alive. Our text goes on to say, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. I think it's a marvelous thing. Someone said, I can't serve God. I got kids. I've got a wife. I've got a family. My, that's a blessed time to serve the Lord. The Bible says, after Methuselah was born, he lived 300 more years and begat sons and daughters. No telling how big his family was. Enoch was a family man. He obviously had a wife that bore his children. It's an interesting thing to me that when Methuselah was born, it seems like, he began to walk with God. He saw something in this boy. It says all the days of Enoch were 365 years. That's all the days he walked on the earth. Far less than all the others who descended from Adam up until the day of Noah. As we mentioned, most lived more than 900 years and had children. Verse 24 said, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I love that. While he was walking with God, as far as the perception of men were concerned, he just disappeared. You can almost imagine what they were scratching their head and what happened to Enoch. Where'd Enoch go? Has anybody heard from Enoch? And he was up there with the Lord. He was not, it said, that he was not found, for God just took him. Only one in all of Scripture that was like that. God removed him from the earth. I heard a preacher say this many years ago. It always kind of stuck with me. He said, the Lord said to Enoch, "Enoch, come up here and spend a day with me." And Enoch is still up there now because there's no night there. So he's still up there spending the day. Now let's read on a bit about his son, Methuselah, and we'll be done. 25 through 27. "And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." Now watch this. Methuselah was born in Enoch's 65th year, which was 687 years since Adam was created. Now, how long did he live? 969 years. If I add 969 to the 687 years that had lapsed since Adam, I'd find out when Methuselah died, right? And guess what year it was? It was 1656 years after Adam, which means that he died the year of the flood. So did Lamech. And so did some of the others. I personally believe that the Lord showed Enoch something when Methuselah was born. And that was a reason for his name. Methuselah died the year of the flood. I believe he died in the flood. But Enoch, by faith, got in step with God after the birth of this son, Methuselah, and walked with God 300 years, pleasing God was his testimony. He pleased God. What a person to have as one to look up to. Now, Enoch was not God any more than any other of the patriarchs or any Christian. But my, he was a great man. And if I wanted to pick a hero today, I wouldn't pick Superman or Spider-Man. I would say Abel or Enoch or Abraham or Noah. These men were giants of the faith. I was blessed in looking again at Enoch, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. Thank you.